Gujarat was once the site of a tropical rainforest. That's where Paul Nashimbeni and his colleagues found a very special 8-millimeter long shard of amber, or petrified tree sap. Nashimbeni, a paleozoologist with the American Museum of Natural History in New York, says that visible within the ancient amber is a tiny mass of mycorrhizal fungus and bits of tree root. Together they speak across the eons about one of the most abiding and important plant relationships on Earth.
When plants colonized the land, because initially they were aquatic in oceans, etc., this partnership or symbiosis began between the mycorrhizas and pretty much 90% of all land plants. And then there were different types of these partnerships that occurred.
Nashimbeni says there are two types of mycorrhizal symbiosis. In endomycorrhizae, the most common form, the fungi live symbiotically within the roots of a tree. In ectomycorrhizae, the fungi live on the roots of their partner trees. This is the type that Nashimbeni and his team discovered entwined with roots and mixed with flowers inside the Indian amber.
The one that we found in a 52-million-year-old tropical rainforest biota was perhaps the earliest record of such a symbiosis with a flowering plant, a modern flowering plant. And flowering plants go back into the Cretaceous, maybe a little further, but they weren't really dominant until the late Cretaceous, let's say 70 to 80 million years ago.
Nashimbeni says that mycorrhizal symbiosis has endured because it's become so important to the survival of both organisms, the fungus and the tree.
Both organisms benefit because, in one sense, the surface area of the roots is increased, but also the fungus has the ability to leach certain important nutrients out of the surrounding soil. That helps support the growth of the trees. Also, they're protected from drought. Essentially, when you have the roots surrounded by various stages of this fungus, you have a network which essentially creates a sort of microenvironment. The water doesn't evaporate or dissipate from it as readily as bare roots.
The tree that produced the amber at the Gujarat fossil site was a dipterocarp, still the dominant family of hardwood trees in Southeast Asia. Although they are logged heavily, dipterocarp forests are thriving, thanks largely to the mycorrhizal fungi. And that, says Nashimbeni, carries an important lesson for the global environment.
There are a lot of people now on the planet, and there are a limited number of resources. So in order to plant and grow more trees, we have to be aware of the conditions that favor their growth. And in the case of the dipterocarps, these ectomycorrhizas are added to the soil in association with their roots when they're planted in order to allow the forest to develop properly. Otherwise, as both a business and as a ecology, it would fail.
Paul Nashimbeni is a paleozoologist with the American Museum of Natural History's Division of Invertebrate Zoology in New York. He and his colleagues plan to continue digging for prehistoric mycorrhizae and for further clues to the origins of the world's forests. Adam Phillips, VOA News, New York.